While the Marlins are still struggling to develop a following in South Florida, the Seattle Mariners have become a baseball success story. Commentator Frank DeFord says they're not only playing winning baseball, they're doing it the right way.
Now, it's not my business to tell you who to cheer for. Nevertheless, may I suggest the Seattle Mariners. How can you not climb on their bandwagon? Regularly, you see, a filthy rich superstar has told Seattle to take a hike. And the Mariners, unlike their elder namesake, could not even stoppeth one of three from departing. The fabulous Randy Johnson, the big unit so awfully called, decided he'd rather pitch in Arizona. Ken Griffey Jr., who's often presumed to be the best all-around player in baseball, left for Cincinnati. Alex Rodriguez, the fabled A-Rod, touted as potentially the finest shortstop since the position was formalized in 1845, accepted $252 million so that he might take the Texas Heat. No team anywhere ever suffered such a trifecta of talent depletion since the Yankees lost Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and Jeb Stuart to the Army of Northern Virginia. And yet the Mariners made the playoffs last year, and now, sans A-Rod too, they have posted the best record in baseball. If you have a mean bone in your body, you also have to take a special delight in the fact that the team that Rodriguez chose, the Rangers, is nearly the very worst in baseball. Cincinnati, where Griffey opted to play, is also a bummer of a team. Only Johnson has a team barely over 500. Aha! But here is Seattle absolutely setting baseball on fire. To be sure, they're not like the Oakland A's last year or the Minnesota Twins this year, desperately impoverished ragtail franchises made up of snips and snails and puppy dog tails that somehow managed to catch lightning in a bottle. No, the Mariners are a solid regional franchise with a shiny new stadium and an upper middle class payroll. They paid through the nose for their Japanese hitting star Ichiro Suzuki. The general manager smart enough to bring Ichiro-san across the Pacific is Pat Gillick, who already built one champion in Toronto. The manager, Lou Piniella, won a World Series in Cincinnati and may well be the best in the business. It's prominent amidst the American character to applaud our neighbor who came up from nothing, like the Twins this season. But perhaps the Mariners strike more of a visceral chord, for they've succeeded after being snubbed. And hey, at least some part of vindictiveness is colored by a cry for justice. It's a pennant we all can set up a cheer for, especially since the ugly, rotten Americans among us, not yours truly, of course, can also say, "Eat your heart out, A-Rod."
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, who joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.